This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show, again, brought to you in part by Craftsman. When it matters, that is their new slogan. And I'll tell you what, when you're racing, that's when it matters. But also when you're just working on your lawnmower, that's when it matters too. Because when things break, you got to have the right tools. We are here at the Craftsman, the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series. And I'm telling you what, I'm sitting up here in the box with the voice of the Outlaws, John Gibson. And Craftsman everywhere. They have really taken over this whole series. It's got to be good for the grassroots guy. But this isn't really, like you said, it's the top, it's the upper echelon of the grassroots racing, the dirt world. Because without sponsors, a lot of these folks really can't afford to do this. What does it cost these days at this level, when you're talking about World of Outlaws, to race for a year? I mean, they have a huge list of places where they go.
Right. We race at nearly 40 racetracks all across the country, 94 events on the schedule. We start in February. We wrap it up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and last week in October. And to do a full series, you're looking at spending right around $1 million to race with the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series. But again, this partnerships like we have with Craftsman and like the teams have with all of their partners make these guys able to go up and down the road and do this and put on what is absolutely the greatest show on dirt and the most exciting form of racing out there.
I love it. The greatest show on dirt. So now $1 million. The typical owner of a race team, is it a construction company? Is it a, you know, a business one kind or another? It just doesn't
It's a mix of everything. Yeah. There are some of the drivers that own their own race teams out here that have their own teams. Some of them drive for car owners that are, again, some of them companies. Some of them just maybe some guys that want to be in this, involved in the sport and do it at an ownership level. A couple of our teams owned by the NASCAR drivers. We've got Tony Stewart owning the race team out here with Donnie Schatz behind the wheel. And Casey Kane Racing with Mike Kerb, they own two cars that are racing tonight. Brad Sweet's Ollie's Bargain Outlet number 49 and the Great Clips number 9 of Darren Pittman.
It's interesting because I know that the biggest problem that motorsports has been having for years since the economy took a little bit of a dive was sponsorship. So this, I think, you know, obviously if you think of NASCAR, you're 10, 20 times the amount to do NASCAR racing. So $1 million in the racing world is really not that much.
Exactly. And I think it's actually open the door for things like the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series or grassroots racing in general, that companies look at the types of crowds that we have and they look at where all we race and the markets that we cover, and they see that for an investment that is, like you said, you know, 10% of what it takes to be involved in NASCAR, right, they can still get their message out, they can get it seen, they can get it heard, and they can be part of something really, really cool.
Now, in order to get a license, do you have to have a license to be a driver here?
No. Yeah. You can, if you want to go out there and buy one of the cars out of the trailer tonight and strap in, you could get down there and register and pay your admission fee and come out here and race against the best in the world. And that is what is so very cool about racing at this level. A great example, this past Saturday night, we raced at Beaver Dam Raceway up in Wisconsin. Local driver from Heartland, Wisconsin, Bill Balog, won the event, beat the greatest sprint car drivers in the world. Crowd went absolutely crazy. And that's what's so cool. It's the best drivers in the world coming into a place like the Rockford Speedway to race against the locals, and every once in a while the locals pull one off.
Isn't that great? And the guys are like a chicken farmer or something, probably. All right, so I guess, you know, when it comes to dirt racing like this, I'm just wondering, you know, where does it start for somebody? I mean, what kind of a crazy person wants to get behind the wheel of a 900 plus horsepower race car with that much wing and downforce and in the dirt? I mean, what kind of people are these?
It's a lot of race car drivers, even guys that have moved on to NASCAR, IndyCar, whatever, began their career on the dirt. Yeah. I mean, Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, those are guys that race sprint cars. I saw Jeff Gordon drive a sprint car when he was 14 years old.
Right.
And a lot of these guys start really, really early in life. Things like quarter midgets or even go-karts on dirt at 3, 4, 5 years of age, and just progresses from there.
So from here, Rockford, Illinois, where are you guys going? Where does the series go?
Our next race is Saturday and Sunday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at Badlands Motor Speedway.
Okay, so this is going to air Saturday night, so you guys can watch that. And is it televised, or are they going to go out and see it?
Now tonight's race, again, we're going to be coming to on Saturday night, so a little bit too late. We'll be doing a live internet stream from here. We do that probably a dozen times a year.
Okay.
Live audio coverage on the internet every race. Tune in, listen to me call the racing action.
Where do they do that?
www.dirtvision.com. That's okay. The source for the live audio, and that also has all the information on the live video streams that we do.
Well, there you go. The internet has certainly opened up a nice opportunity for us to be able to keep track of what we love, whether it be dirt racing or whatever it is. These days, you can find your favorite guy like John Gibson. One more time for the website, in case they missed it.
It is www.dirtvision.com.
Dirtvision.com for the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series. And you'll listen for that voice, John Gibson. He is the voice of the Outlaws. We'll take a little break, head down to the pits, and talk to some of the drivers and see what kind of crazy guys are out there running these cars around the track. You're listening to The Drive for the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Car Series. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.